Like Paul Roller Giants, but that match, every time you come to St. Helens, you know it's going to be ferocious, don't you? And really tough. You got that today, didn't you? A real bruising encounter.
Yeah, they're a champion team, and champion teams are physical. So, because ultimately we play a game where you've kind of got to bully your opposition, be bullied or bully or be bullied is kind of thing. So, I thought we were really comfortable in that first half. Taking a lot of fire at us, but giving a lot back as well. I thought we left some points on the field. I thought we should have been further ahead.
He scored two excellent tries. For me, watching on the terraces, I thought the Shane Wright leaving the pitch was a massive turning point in the game. That you lose a big tackler. And can you tell us a bit about the injury, Paul? He's done what good, does it?
No, he's in a boot, so suspected broken ankle, so that'd be a season for him. But I mean, we just brought him on as well, so that was an enforced interchange really quick that we had to make. So we start expecting his subs, and obviously Shane affects our energy because he's been so good for us.
The second half, I think the first 10 minutes killed us really. Conceding three tries. I mean, some of them were gift wrapped to St. Helens as well. Yeah. You can't afford to do that, can you?
Yeah, architects of our own downfalls. But in saying that, if we score one more try, we're still in the game. So we seemed to make enough opportunities, but we didn't have. We couldn't execute and finish them off. I thought we had more than enough opportunities to score points, but ultimately our discipline with the ball was shocking in that second half. And you can go in games like this where there's a lot of pressure put upon you through the aggressive nature of the defence, which is a credit to St. Helens. You've got the choice, haven't you, to be hunt or be hunted. And unfortunately, they came hunting for us and became a little bit of a victim in that second half, which is not a comfortable place for us. So we'll have hard chats and honest chats, and the senior players will lead a lot of that. And they're a good group, so they'll quickly soak that up and dust themselves down, ready to go again.
Rugby league can be a cruel game, especially modern day rugby league. Once a team gets a roll on against you, it's difficult to defend, is it? But do you think the pressure got to your players a bit in that second half? Because your effort's fantastic, but some of the passing, it was just loose, wasn't it? It was all over the place. It looked like some of the players had blindfolds on at times. The ball was all over the show, wasn't it? And it's difficult then when you're behind the eight ball, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, that's what pressure does. It affects your thinking. It's easy sometimes, isn't it, to say, and it seems pretty obvious at times, but when there's some heavy artillery coming at you, belting you, it affects your thinking and fatigue setting and bad decisions and choices were made, and that's ultimately had a that's how it painted the picture for us. Our discipline with the ball was very, very poor.
One thing this team doesn't do is capitulate. I think to concede 26 points there, all the possession that Saints had in that second half, that's a big positive to take into next week against Huddersfield.
No, they don't give up. We're very resilient. But again, if you give, you can be resilient, but you'll still lose. And there's many a time we've been in a losing team or coached a losing team where you don't want to go mad and shout and scream because you know your team's worked as hard as they possibly could. But I've been in and I've coached some sides that have nearly won, and we don't want to be one of them sides that nearly do it and do all right and have a crack and are brave. We'd rather be a side that is the hunter, not the hunted.
We've also some more bad news as well. Andy Ackers, what's the script with him? Did he fail his head test?
Yeah, he did, mate, so that's him. He can't play next week now.
So you're going to be struggling for numbers next week. One or two spots have asked me recently to ask you about Adam Sidlow. What's the situation with Adam? How long's he away from?
Three
more weeks.
Yeah.
So you're going to be struggling next week for numbers?
Yeah.
Challenge Cup as well.
Yeah.
How do you approach that next week? That's an important competition for you, the players, the supporters. It's going to be a tough game against the Ian Watson's Huddersfield.
Like anything else, isn't it? We're a club that sit on a cliff edge. And so in terms of not having a sizeable squad, it's not always a comfortable place to be on a cliff edge, and so injuries get you in the end. So whoever pulls the shirt on will be great. I've got no doubt about it, but we'll just have to see who's there to pull the shirt on. That's first and foremost.
Are you the calmest man at Salford, Paul? Because you always seem unflappable. No matter how many injuries you've got, you take it all in your stride. And I think, does that rub off on the players sometimes?
Maybe they rub off on me. I don't know. It's because ultimately you control the controllables. What I try and do is I'm here at St. Helens today, and And our team deserve to beat you, and we expect us to win. It's as simple as that. So, don't like creeping around. I like walking tall. I like us as a group putting our best foot forward, and we're not bowing down to anybody. So I'll fight this team's corner till the day I die. Like, you know. So.
And I think the supporters really appreciate that, Paul. I think that what makes you one of us.
Well, just passion, you know. So we're fighters, aren't we? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're a bit of a match made in heaven.
Thanks a lot, Paul, for speaking to us. Very best this week. Good luck against Huddersfield, mate.
Cheers, mate.